All right, I'm going to start reading here Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24. Rise ye up and take your journey, pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Zion, the Amorite king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. What this is saying basically is that God has given you the land. He's not rented it to you. He's not leased it to you. He has given you the land. And not only that, he's saying for every part of that land that you take possession of, you're going to have to contend in battle. So when you go into Canaan, get ready to fight. You don't fight physically. You fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Verse 25, this day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole of heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee. Now, what is happening here is now God is about to take his people over to a place called Canaan. Canaan represents the promised land, the land that God has promised, and you can find your promised land in the Bible. And so as this promised land is there, God has given it to them. And so now he's sending them over. Now, one thing that happened in this land is that God had to deal with people who, in fact, were unbelievers.